informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg once again. Brian Prawitz from ADX Digital, our guest for this half hour, talking about all things ADX Digital.
Yeah,
and one of the things that we all love in school, reports.
Reports.
Talking about reports today.
It's reporting time in the ADX Digital compound.
All right.
And I thought this morning I would break out a couple of reports and take you through them because it does a couple of things, PJ. One, it talks about the level of detail we go into in our reporting, which for me, I believe is part of the value we bring to the table when it comes to digital marketing and the work that we do for our clients and partners and customers and friends. But it also gives us the opportunity to talk more about a couple of different products. We're going to talk a lot today about Meta advertising, Facebook and Instagram. A lot of people think that when you hear digital marketing, almost the first place people go, they probably go to Google pay-per-click, but then the next thing would be, well, I boost my own Facebook stuff. Why do I need you? So this kind of answers that.
Mm-hmm.
And then takes us into some of the strategy and theory behind some of the things we do. So I figure by breaking out the starting under the report umbrella, we're going to get down into some details that might be helpful to business owners out there that might be thinking about digital marketing or wondering what it is this, as I like to call sometimes, voodoo magic that is digital targeted marketing, because it's so foreign to some people. And it works this thing kind of behind the scenes. You may not understand it completely, but you're rooting for it to work. So much like voodoo magic, depending on your personal relationship situation. Anyway,
Absolutely.
That's a different show.
Let's talk impressions.
Completely. So, yeah. So the first one is Facebook and Instagram are Meta campaigns. And this one is really a successful one. Right on the top page, it'll show you the number of impressions this client received for the month of March and the number of clicks. And in this case, the click-through rate is 2.75%. Now, keep in mind that the national historic in the history of humankind, click-through rates for digital marketing typically are 0.07%.
Oh, I had heard 1%, so it's even less than that.
It's less than that.
Wow.
This is why you need impressions. Now, before you judge this and say, well, and I'm not going to worry, we got lots to talk about around that, okay? This particular campaign's click-through rate, 2.75%, means it's almost 40 times that national average of 0.07, which, by the way, that 0.07% stat is not acceptable to us. We do not want that number. We want far above that for you, the business owner. So in this case, 55,000 impressions, about 1,500 clicks, comes out to 2.75% click-through rate. We love that. We think that's fantastic. Now, click-throughs are not the only thing that we actually count. We also count view-throughs. And view-throughs are when someone has seen the ad. In other words, we can tell if an impression was delivered to someone's device and if they didn't click on it, but they still came to your website, we can track that. That's called a view-through. So the two big KPIs for us, one is click-throughs. The other is view-throughs. That's how we know we've driven X amount of traffic to your website, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but back to this report. So we're doing a couple of different things, a couple of different strategies for this particular client. One is Facebook and Instagram premium, and the other is a category that we've done. So homeowners, home improvement, renovations. You can actually see which of the different line items are driving the most responses. That to me, especially in this case when I don't have visuals to show somebody, this is a level of detail that is of interest but is hard to explain on the radio. So we're going to go to the next page. Next page is Meta post engagements. Now, on the front page of this, we talked about 1,500 clicks, but here we have 3,031 engagements with the post. Well, what does that mean? What that means is that's the total number of times somebody clicked on something other than our call to action that took them to the website. In a Meta or Facebook Instagram campaign, there are other places you can click. You could click to move the carousel page over. You could click to go to the Facebook page. You might click a share or a like. There are other places on an ad that you can click, and this tracks that. So in addition to the 1,500 clicks that we had at the top of the report, we also have about twice as many engagements with the ad, 17 reactions in this case. Somebody reacted to it, liked it, loved it, made a comment, and four times someone shared this ad. Now think about this for a second. You see an ad on Facebook, and you share it? to your friends? Why would you share an ad to your friends on your Facebook page? I don't know. But I'm very happy that four times someone shared our content that was an ad into their network.
They found it helpful.
Yeah.
Engaging.
Hey, look at this. This might help you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So to us, we love all that data. We love all that. Now, next page, creative performance. So in this case, this client has some carousels. Okay. So we built carousels. We took three or four pictures from the client and added them, put them in an ad so that when the ad showed up, then somebody could click through and look at the other pictures on the ad. That's where we got some of that other engagement that we were talking about. In this case, it's actually breaking down the creative performance. We are seeing here how many times those carousels were deployed and impressions were counted and how many times people clicked on that. Again, just continually breaking down the detail on what's working and what's not. And PJ, if on that list, if there was something that was not performing very well, then we could remove that from the campaign and put all the focus on the stuff that's working.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So it's kind of like if you've heard of an A-B test in Facebook advertising, there's an A-B test. In other words, okay, I have two commercials. I don't know which one's going to perform best. So we're going to run them both and we're going to test, does ad A or ad B work better? And whichever one works better, you eliminate the other and you just focus on the one.
That's right.
It's kind of that same concept. So we also can break down where people saw the ads. In this case, just about 80%, probably 90% were on mobile, by the way. I'd say 80% of your web traffic is coming from mobile devices. And in the same way, about 80% of the activity on any kind of Facebook ad or an ad campaign is probably going to come from mobile. This is why it's important your mobile, your website is also configured to work correctly on mobile phones. If you don't know this, Mr. and Ms. Business Owner, your website probably has in the dashboard a place where there's a little, there's a couple of different, basically, ways you can approach your website on the dashboard. One is laptop/desktop, like the computers I'm looking at in the studio right now. That's one size. Think about it. That's a rectangle. Okay. And it's a horizontal rectangle. Your phone is a vertical rectangle. The space on your website, it doesn't perform the same. If you have things over here on the sides on your website on a desktop and you come at that with a phone, the stuff on the edges isn't going to show up the same. So make sure your website is configured for a mobile phone as well.
I can tell you in our house, I am the dinosaur that still uses a laptop. My wife and my teenagers, they all use their mobile phones the time.
Yeah, you should get in the 90s here soon.
I should.
And use your phone occasionally to browse the internet. So anyway, most of your traffic comes via phones. Now, we're still talking reports, and we're still talking about Facebook. This that page is a blue page right here for PJ. For any of you following along at home, this page shows why. This is the best answer to the question of, well, I do my own Facebook advertising. Why do I need you guys? Why would I pay you to boost my Facebook ads? Here's why. This page. There are 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 places that we can show a business owner that their ads appeared on Facebook and Instagram. 10 different nooks and crannies. So if you're boosting your own Facebook and Instagram ads, you have to know that you're going to the following places: Facebook Marketplace, Facebook Reels, Facebook Feed, Instagram Reels, Facebook in-stream videos, Instagram Feed, Facebook search results, Threads, Instagram Stories, and Facebook Notification. We are able to put your ad in all the different little spots on Facebook and Instagram where people go in order to calculate impressions and clicks. And if you're doing it on your own, you might be missing some of those places. Maybe you're only in one of those places I just mentioned. So I know we're up against a break. We're going to take a break. We're going to finish out this report. We've got another one to talk about as well. And I know it's a lot of numbers and stuff, but hopefully the big point here is that reporting is very detailed when it comes to ADX digital marketing and what we provide. It's part of our service, it's part of the value, and it's part of the reason we stand out. You want to start the conversation, you call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000 to start your conversation on ADX digital marketing today.
We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
What if we got rewarded for every good decision?
Dinner. Meal needs a vegetable. Check.
Amazing!
Vegetables cooked with a healthier oil instead of butter?
Fantastic!
Replacing bad fats with healthier fats like those in canola or vegetable oil is good for your heart. Take up the challenge for good health because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Visit heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 when Delina from the Pensacola Boot Store will be on the show discussing who the boot store is, what's behind the big red boot, and the boot store's community involvement. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Delina from the Pensacola Boot Store.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ, for Pep Talk today, filling in for Meg once again. Brian Prywitz, our guest for this half hour from ADX Digital, talking all things reporting with ADX Digital. We're going to put a bow on the conversation, as you said, and then move on to a new area of reporting.
Yeah, so I wanted to start with that Facebook, Instagram concept again. This is one of 19 different ways that we can use digital targeted marketing to move the needle for your business. And there's no better way to tell if it's working or not or how effective it is. We always believe it works, but just how effective it is for you is through the reporting. And we get our reports for our clients usually about a week into the month. And I think maybe they came down last week. And so now today I've just spent a bunch of time in reports and I thought I would share all this out as a natural place where I'm existing in our digital, digital world over there, digital dashboard. So the point was that Facebook, Instagram campaigns are very useful. I mean, we still agree that Facebook is the sort of I-10 of digital social media out there these days. And so it is valuable for the right business to be there. And one way that we can tell if you are right for, say, a Facebook or Instagram campaign is getting to know you. So before we start telling you how you should advertise, which would be foolish, we want to know more about your business. We want to know what you've experienced. We want to know who and where your audience is. We want to know a lot more about how you operate and what things we can do to help to make life easier for you. I mean, as a business owner, you don't want more complicated things. You want fewer. We understand that. So we want to take something off your plate, supercharge it, and put it out there, and then be able to report back to you how effective those campaigns are. So moving on to another report here.
Well, before you do that, we actually have a question on the text line.
Oh,
for
okay,
you.
Great.
It's basically it's kind of a question slash statement. It talks about Facebook and Instagram or campaigns and also WhatsApp. Is that correct? He asks.
So, yeah, the WhatsApp is tightly built into Facebook. But as far as advertising on that particular platform goes, we don't have any. I don't believe that's one of the strategies we have. So it's just focused on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, 437-1620 if you have any other questions.
Yes. Okay. So another digital marketing report here is for a client that runs about 200,000 impressions a month. I mean, that's a lot, but that's a really good campaign. This one has a click-through rate of about 1%, so we're very happy about that. But page two is really why I brought this one out, PJ, because there are different line items. So we have all these different strategies. We've got, we have, in this case, native and display. So there are a couple of different display concepts out there. One is that there would be squares and rectangles, these little ads that show up on webs and apps no matter where your client goes. That's display. But we also have a thing called native display. Native display is similar concept, but the native part of this is that it's built into the website you're on. So when you're next time you're scrolling through a news article and you see little squares popping up in the middle of your article with advertisements in them, you could have an ad right there that matches or mimics the font size and color and takes on the shape that is available on that site. It's more subliminal. It doesn't feel quite like you're being advertised to. And in some cases, that's the perfect way to be advertising. And in this case, they have a lot of that happening here between native display and normal display. That's the difference. But the reason that I really wanted to talk about this one is that the AI element is here. So we can use AI to select the people who are more likely to click on an ad for you. And the way that works is, at first, when you launch the campaign, it takes quite a bit of time. And this is a good example to use for AI because this particular client's been advertising with us for a very long time. So AI takes an ad. We've identified a geography and some behaviors and demographics. This is our target audience. We want to hit these people. Well, AI says, okay, human, good try. Let me try. And AI puts that ad out to everyone in that geography, no matter what their behavior or demographic is. And depending on how people respond to it, it will eliminate people that ignore it and focus on the people that have reacted to it. So at first, it's a big audience, but over time, that audience gets smaller and more focused, which means the ad is more relevant to more people the longer it's running and that we're using AI. And in this case, remember I told you that our click-through rate, the national forever in the history of humanity click-through rate average is 0.07%. This client on AI display, which has been running for now a couple of years, has a click-through rate of over 4%. That is almost 60 times the national average. In other words, given time, AI can focus your campaign down so that the most interested people, the people for whom the ad is most relevant, are the ones who will see it, and that creates a click-through rate that is really remarkable. It's a very, very effective way to run a digital targeted advertising campaign, and like I like to say, it's also why we are using AI for good. This is good AI doing good things for your business. If you want to start the conversation and have a more focused on your business conversation instead of sort of these generalities that I'm putting out there to hopefully lean your ear toward the radio a little bit, start with a call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne. Say, hey, I want to talk about all that digital marketing stuff I heard on the radio today, and we'll get the conversation started.
We'll be back with Pep Talk and ADX Digital after this.
Tickets for the 3rd annual Night at the Museum Gala are on sale now for Friday night, May 8th. Featuring special guest speaker, Vice Admiral Jeffrey Caesar Cherico. Table sponsorships are $1,400 all in, and individual tickets are $175, but you can save 20% at checkout with the promo code EARLYBIRD. Get tickets and all things Pensacola Navy Days at PensacolaNavyDays.org. Spend an evening of fine dining under the planes and support Pensacola Navy Days. That's PensacolaNavyDays.org.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids. Rolaids' dual-active formula has calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. Yeah, you heard right. two actives for that powerful relief. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Roll 8 spells powerful relief. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Yeah! News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg. Brian Prowitz from ADX Digital, our guest for this half hour, talking all things reporting.
Good morning.
We do have a question on the text line for you. Will someone who doesn't do social media ever see the ads?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. So I'm focused this morning, it seems, mostly on Facebook and Instagram campaigns. Yeah, I said we had 19 different ways to run digital, and that means we have, other than Meta and Facebook and Instagram campaigns, we have 18 other ways to reach people. And we can actually take your social media post and follow people where they go on websites and apps out there in the world, not on that social post, social media platform, if that makes sense. So, yeah, absolutely, listener. We can run, gosh, I mean, we have connected TV. We have Google pay-per-click. We have a thing called Social Mirror, which is what I just described. We can help with your SEO on your website. We can do display ads, which I was describing, that are basically the squares and rectangles that show up on websites as you peruse. So, yeah, one of the best parts of all of this is that we're able to identify an audience based on geography and behavior and then target them and hit them with ads no matter where they go. With the days of trying to predict where an audience is going to go, so I need to advertise on that website, are over. Instead, we identify who we want to advertise to, and then we are able to send messages to their phones and tablets and desktops and all that just based on wherever they go, on their websites that they travel to. So that's the biggest shift in advertising that's happened with digital marketing in many, many, many years. So if you want to have that conversation, if you have more great questions like that one, call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000, and say, hey, I want to talk more about digital marketing. We would love to talk to you about your business in order to help you succeed.
All right. Thanks for being here today, Brian.
You bet, PJ.